Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
All right, you're back in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia, thanks for joining us this afternoon. We were not able to be there live at the press conference, One Bills Drive, this afternoon with Sean McDermott, named Josh Allen his week two starting quarterback. But Mark Ludwizak, the editor of Bills Digest, is at One Bills Drive right now, Gene.
Mark, appreciate your time on this Wednesday. Mark, you heard Sean McDermott, the words. Did you believe him? What was your take on the tone of Sean McDermott today?
Yeah, I mean, the tone, for starters, was what I thought was one of the interesting things there because, again, we all had an idea what he was going to say, but I guess out of respect for Nate Peterman, whom, you know, might be just Sean McDermott's favorite person in the world for some reason, I mean, it felt more like he sounded like he was at a funeral instead of announcing, you know, some congratulatory words for what they hope is their franchise quarterback, Josh Allen. So, you know, if you heard the press conference or if you go back and check out the quotes, it was underwhelming from McDermott's perspective. And, I mean, the first thing he says is he doesn't want to elaborate on why he made the decision, which was just bizarre. Do you expect us to talk about the new punter after that, or the, you know, I mean, something else, like this is the news, you changed your starting quarterback in week two of the new season, this is what we're going to talk about. So maybe he doesn't want to elaborate, but we're going to keep pressing him on it, and then we're going to talk about it some more. So I don't know, it was interesting. I don't think he came off very well, but you know, that is what it is, and this is where we are right now with Josh Allen as the starting quarterback for the Bills.
Mark Ludwizak, editor of Bills Digest, joining us in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Mark, we were speculating that one of the reasons why McDermott maybe didn't come off as well in today's press conference was he wasn't the one to break the news that Josh Allen was going to be the week one starter. We had a report earlier before the press conference from Mort at ESPN that leaked. We know that this regime has been pretty tight-lipped, and is that enough to make Sean McDermott want to lash out at the media or just be saltier than normal, you know, towards the guys that are firing questions at him?
You know, that's an interesting point. I didn't actually think of it that way. My guess is still, I know a lot of, you know, Bills fans like him and everything, but as far as it comes to being open and honest, he puts on a certain facade and, you know, has to say, I'm being honest with you, and then never says anything. So, you know, that was a Doug Marrone favorite, you know, I'm being honest with you, and then he wouldn't actually really reveal anything. So, you know, there just isn't much depth to anything that he says, you know, as far as media interactions go. That's just his MO. He doesn't seem to be getting any better with it. And I do think, as long as the Bills aren't doing well, it's just going to stick out like a sore thumb more and more each week, because you can't cover up for that stuff when you're not, you know, when you're sounding like he does.
In the one soundbite we have, Mark, and you were there, Mark Ludwizak, editor of Bills Digest, we counted up 8 times within, 40 seconds, Danger? He said, this is the best thing for our team, which leads me to believe that, okay, this is your PR department putting, you know, the spin on this to get you past this press conference. My question being here, are we led to believe that he wasn't fully bought in on this decision, Mark, that we know that he has a weekly press or weekly call with the owners, phone call. We know he's got to talk to Brandon Bean. Do you believe or not that this was fully Sean McDermott's decision to start Josh Allen here in week two?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm not going to go as far as to say that there's, you know, really different interests to play here among the the power people here at One Bills Drive, you know, I'm not going that far. But I think it's more of a case where, yeah, and by the way, I did count. I got to over 10 over after a couple questions, and I actually felt pretty good that I got that four graphs into an AP story earlier. So because really, you know, I was talking about how he refused to elaborate and said that over 10 times. So I think that was just his phrase of the day, and that he feels that, you know, maybe certain people will be satisfied with that response. But, you know, what does that mean? You know, it's in the best, you know, interest of the team. What is he going to stand up there and say this is not in the best interest of the team? Like, of course, every move that a coach makes, you know, is going to be of the belief that it's in the, it's, you know, for the good of the team. So, you know, again, it's just, it's white noise. It's not, you know, it doesn't mean anything. It's just words to take up space and probably just buy him some time while he tries to think of, you know, something else to say that really doesn't have much meaning.
And Mark, and we were bombarded with it on Monday during his press conference as well. The idea that he doesn't question the effort or the intensity of his football team after that week one beatdown in Baltimore. I'm curious, do you think that he truly doesn't question, or do you think this is just simply like he, if he comes out and says the effort and the intensity wasn't there after a week one defeat, the way they lost to Baltimore, that that's just an indictment of his performance as a head coach, the guy that can control the effort and the intensity of a team?
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I think it's certainly, anytime you are utterly stomped like that, I mean, really, that we're talking about one of the worst losses, you know, in Bills history. I mean, point-wise, there's no question about it. That was one of the worst losses in Bills history. And I think that's more of his MO. You know, some people got mad at me online when I compare him to Dick Geron, but, you know, how easy we forget history. You go back to Geron's time here, and, you know, we used to kind of joke about it, but his one of his catchphrases was, you know, I don't question the, you know, the effort. You know, you can't fault their effort. That was his thing. He'd always say that, you know, after losses and such. And again, what does that mean? And I think Sean McDermott is saying that to you know, because that's just, you know, his initial thought is, you know, that I'm getting the most from these guys and I'm going to defend my players and the effort's there. But, you know, like you said, I mean, it's okay. They lost 47-3. It's okay to say maybe our intensity wasn't exactly where it should have been in week one. I don't think that is a crime necessarily. And then it also makes me wonder, I mean, shoot, if you lose 47-3 and your intensity and your effort is there, I mean, how bad would it be if your effort and intensity weren't there? I mean, what does that say about the talent of this team? So again, it's, I think it's just a poor choice of words from him when he's trying to come up with some, you know, something cliched to say and tries to make it sound good, but it really doesn't.
Mark Ludwizek is the editor of Bills Digest, our guest here in the Sports Bar, 95.7 ESPN. So as we look ahead to the Chargers game, here's my problem trying to forecast how Josh Allen's going to do. Do we actually really know? I mean, is the second preseason game against Cleveland, is the third preseason game? I think if there's one thing I learned this preseason, Mark, is that no, it's still the preseason. It's, you're not getting an accurate gauge. So, I mean, what should Bills fans expect when they see Josh Allen go out on the field coming up on Sunday?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I'm with you. I'm of the belief, and again, it's something I've said for a while, preseason doesn't matter. It just doesn't. We read too much into it because it's too long, and, you know, it's a money grab for the NFL, and just things change entirely when players have something on the line, they're playing at full speed. And really, I think the most dramatic difference is, you know, when it comes to steaming up, you know, schematics in these games, it's just night and day compared to preseason where you're just out there and, you know, just kind of going through drills essentially. So, you know, it's the million-dollar question. We'll see. I mean, in Josh Allen, I see a guy who has, again, said it before, and I'll say it again, he has just elite physical tools at the position. I mean, he's got an arm like, you know, like a Marino or a Bledsoe or an Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he has one of the best arms you'll ever see. The problem is the consistency with the accuracy from what we've seen, just isn't there yet. So we'll see. I mean, I think you can, you know, have some optimistic hopes in that maybe, you know, he's a bit of a gamer and will turn it up, you know, a notch when he's in there. But honestly, from what we saw, you know, I think we saw a little of it, you know, again, in abbreviated, almost preseason-like fashion when he was in there in that second half against Baltimore. I think the thing with him is you're going to see some decent throws. You're going to see a lot of throws that make you scratch your head because they're just so far off the mark. You're going to see sometimes where he stands in there and you go, wow, that's, you know, there's an arm for you. And then there's other times, again, I mean, you saw it in that Baltimore game where his eyes just go down and he starts running because he's a rookie. I mean, most rookies aren't ready this early in their career. You know, the Sam Darnolds of the world are the exception, not the rule. So I think there's going to be lots of growing pains moving forward, but you just hope you see enough flashes with at least some improvement in the consistency because, again, spring, training camp, preseason, you go back to his college tape. I saw the same player. I saw flashes, but it was just way too inconsistent for my liking, and, you know, hopefully that improves.
Yeah, and you know, I think everybody that has watched anything on Josh Allen knows that his game in the NFL is incomplete, but I think the only way that you get a complete game in the NFL is through those reps, through learning through those mistakes, and you know, here's hoping that he has a support staff around him, whether it be his players, his teammates, his coaching staff working with him, because you mentioned Sam Darnold, and boy, after watching him on Monday night, the thing that I noticed right away was that's a guy that if anything has support on that sideline, he's got an entire organization backing him up.
Oh, for sure. And I mean, not to, you know, get sidetracked, but I just think he's a different animal. I think, I mean, I thought Darnold was the best quarterback prospect coming out since Andrew Luck. I thought, honestly, I mean, maybe it was impossible. I thought the Bills should have done anything they could to get him. I'm still to this day stunned that he didn't go first overall. You know, no matter how Baker Mayfield does, I think he will be, you know, fine. But to me, Darnold was the guy. You know, I've gotten some tweets about it, you know, some comparisons I made. I thought he was on an entirely different level than, say, a Josh Allen. Again, you know, this isn't to say that Josh Allen won't develop, but when you talk about, you know, percentages of success in the NFL, I just thought Darnold was in a, you know, completely different level.
Mark, let's talk about the prospects for a Bills victory on Sunday. One good piece of news that we're getting out of Los Angeles from Coach Anthony Lynn: Joey Bosa won't practice today, and he's getting a second opinion on his foot injury. It's looking more and more likely that he won't be a factor. But what do the Buffalo Bills have to do on Sunday to somehow come out with upset the Chargers and somehow come out of their home opener with a win?
Well, I mean, whether he's out there or not, you need better play from that offensive line. You need to give Josh Allen at least a shot back there. And if that happens, then maybe you can get the running game going. And, you know, LeSean McCoy is still their best player by a wide margin. So ideally, in an ideal world, you somehow get him going and hope there's some, you know, some type of domino effect after that. But I honestly think this Sunday is going to tell us a lot about Brian Daboll, and you know, his potential and pedigree here as the offensive coordinator. You know, obviously everything went wrong week one, and you know, I thought maybe he was getting a little too much hype. You know, the genius label was thrown around a little bit in the preseason, and you know, I thought maybe it was time to ease up and until we actually see him here. But honestly, I think of the first half of the Chicago game the other day, and you know, I have my I don't know if doubts are the right word, but when it comes to Mitchell Trubisky, I just need to see a lot more from him. But I think you saw in that first half, they really schemed things well and, you know, put forth, you know, just a good game plan around him. And that's why they went up so much against Green Bay. Now they weren't able to sustain it. And I think eventually, you know, talent caught up with them. And of course, Aaron Rodgers then just had a godly game, but, you know, I'm looking for, you know, that kind of, you know, setup and scheme and all that from the offensive coordinator to help Josh Allen in his first start, because he's going to need some help. It's his first start.
Mark Lubwizak, Bills Digest. He's out at the stadium right now. So in the locker room today, what was the tone of the guys in the locker room? Is it, hey, we're fully behind Josh Allen, or did it... I guess my question is, did it sound more company line? Are these guys fully bought in, or do they, you know, do you read between the lines, or do they have questions about what's going on here?
Yeah, you know, there weren't the type of, you know, headline grabbing quotes either way, but it you know, everybody seems on board. You know, one player we didn't get to talk to is Kelvin Benjamin. It looks like he'll talk tomorrow. He got in there, you know, late when locker room, our period was closing, so. You know, curious personally what he has to say about it, but LeSean McCoy and you know, and a bunch of those guys, yeah, I mean they seem on board with it. I don't think I don't think there was anything you know, too noteworthy or controversial or anything like that either way. But yeah, I mean I think they understand what it is what it is, and when you lose like that, you're going to have big changes and. You know, historic losses will do that.
Mark, let everybody know where they can read more of your work.
Sure. Yeah, Bill's Digest is out on newsstands at most places, like Wegmans and Tops. You can get it online. I believe it's $2 or $3 per issue, and we're going to have a big issue coming up printing this Sunday night, so that'll be out there soon.
Yeah, Rochester-based company. But you knew that already, Mark, so... Got to slide that in there. Mark, appreciate your time on a busy Wednesday.
Hey, always good to talk to you. See ya.
Mark Lubwizak, he's the editor of Bills Digest, joining us here in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Yeah, so some good stuff there.
So much stuff we didn't even get a chance to talk to him about. Like, yeah. What about Zay Jones' mom tweeting about Kelvin Benjamin?
Well, Rodak asked McDermott that directly.
And he completely dismissed it.
Right. So we'll have Mike Rodak coming on next hour when, you know, he'll check in with us. But so you and I are hearing the same thing that the editor of Bill's Digest is hearing when we listen to Sean McDermott. When Mark Lubwizak says, instead of sounding, hey, Bills fans, this is our new quarterback, he sounds like, and these are the words of Mark Lubwizak, we're going to a funeral here.
Yeah. Some of the decisions he's made up to this point might lead him into his own box, yes. We've got I'll Drink to That coming up in a few. Provocative thoughts from around the world of sports to agree or disagree with. Before we do that, let's check in with Ramon in Rochester, who's on the Bentley Residential Hotline. Yeah, he's been waiting on hold. Ramon, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing today?
Great, Ramon. Thanks for holding on. Appreciate you listening.
Yeah, I got one thing to say and then a question for you guys. The whole thing with Josh Allen, my question is, if the Bills end up losing almost 3-4 games in a row, what's their next move? I think that the only way the Bills could probably do something, like you guys have been saying, is the running game. And when they do decide to throw the ball, they're going to have to do some type of max protection.
I agree with both of those things. It's better to have more bodies in than guys out in a pattern, and then so be it if you turn the ball over. If this is 2018 learning for the quarterback, what happens if the Bills lose some games? Well, let's go over the schedule real quick. It's Los Angeles, it's at Minnesota, it's at Green Bay, it's Tennessee, Houston, Indianapolis, New England, 1-7, 0-8 are a real possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Danger, if the worst case scenario, 0-8, Josh Allen is still the quarterback.
Correct.
Why didn't Sean McDermott say that today? You cannot yo-yo your quarterback. He needs confidence. He needs to have the ability to go out there and not worry about looking over his shoulder in case he makes a mistake. Because by not doing that today, in the back of his mind, he's going to wonder, if I throw another pick here, am I sitting down? Mistake. That's a rookie mistake by a second-year head coach.
Ramon. Appreciate the call, Ramon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. You can't, what do they say? You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube?
No.
Right. It starts. Barring injury, he's got to be your guy moving forward.
This is a marriage. What's your wedding vow? For better or for worse? In sickness and in health.
Not mine, pal. Continuous negotiation.
I thought you were going to say, don't tell me you were one of those hokey couples that wrote your own vows.
No. Come on.
You're the artsy guy.
I don't know that I have a romantic bone in my body. The more, you know, looking back through the course of my relationship with my wife, I don't know that I've ever done anything romantic. I can't think of anything. I probably have, but I can't. Not
up does sharing a fantasy football team count as romantic?
I'm envious. Right. I'm envious of that. That you and your wife can draft a team together and be invested in a team together through the course of a season. Yeah, I certainly don't have that at home. Nope. I don't. When I leave to go to the Iceplex and play hockey as I did last night.
Oh, how did that go?
We came up short, 3-2.
All right, but you're here. You're.
I'm here. I'm alive. And by the way. Humble brag. I'm not bragging about, you know, being a hero here. It's novice division. Your boy scored both goals in a losing effort. 3-2 loss. The team we were playing were wearing the coolest beer league jerseys I've ever seen. They call themselves the Canadian Tuxedos, and their jerseys looked like denim on denim. They even had the detail. They even had the stitching and the copper buttons on them and everything. Sweet jerseys.
They had awesome mullets
sweaters.
Too?
Awesome sweaters. That was a lot of fun. My point was, my when I go to play hockey, my wife doesn't say, have fun. She says,
don't get hurt.
Don't get hurt.
Yeah.
Don't get hurt as well. You know, like, hey, you know, maybe have fun would be okay. You know, if you say, hey, have fun. Like, that's kind of what I want to hear. That's what I'm doing it for. I'm not doing it to go out there and bust my leg up. I'm going to go out there and have some fun.
It's a marriage with Josh Allen.
That's right.
We are now married to this guy. So, no, you don't take a week off from your wife. Doesn't work that way. Maybe it does in your marriage. It doesn't work in my marriage. It doesn't work in anybody's marriage. You are married to this guy, and barring injury, he is your quarterback for the rest of the season. Why did Sean McDermott not say that today? Well, how does he not see that? Unless he doesn't agree with the time.
Or he's just angry.
Yeah.
Somebody got to Mort. We've got a leak in our organization. The first sign of dysfunction. Who broke code? Who stepped out of line? All right, let's play I'll Drink to That next. Provocative thoughts from around the world of sports. Yeah, we'll look at that Bills schedule a little bit. And I'll point out what could be a very disturbing trend. We've already seen plenty of this happening. And it's you could even say it's a disturbing trend as of right now. But if it happens one more time, I would say, all right, that's beyond a disturbing trend. That's just plain, flat-out lazy on behalf of the Buffalo Bills.
I've got an update on professional indoor lacrosse in Rochester. Ooh. Notice I didn't say Nighthawks. I said professional indoor lacrosse in Rochester.
Okay.
The future.
We're going to get into that and more. I'll Drink to That is next. AM 950, 95.7 FM, ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action. From AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester. The all-new ESPNRochester.com is the online home of the sports leader. Listen live 24/7. Read up on the latest Bills and Sabres news. Hear the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On demand. Score stories, opinions, and contests. The all-new ESPNRochester.com. The online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.